all. So today I'm back with another tarot/tarot. I like to say tarot, but people tell me all the time that it's tarot, including my mother. So anyway, I'm going to start saying tarot to appease everybody. But anyway, I have three different groups, all with very strong energy coming through. I'm getting like a lot of like intense passion about different things and different messages for each. So you'll see, I'll explain like the zodiacs coming through. I'll read the descriptions on the card. And yeah, as always, take what resonates. It may not resonate with you, but don't worry. There are three more groups or two other groups. If one doesn't resonate with you or two don't resonate with you, there's one other group. Or if not, you can check out some of my other readings and see if those resonate better. It's a general thing, so it's not necessarily specific to you all the time, but sometimes it may really resonate. And if that's the case, then that's great. That's my goal. If not, don't worry, there will be others. So let's just jump right into group one. My introductions are always so long. I try to like limit them, but I don't know. I have a lot to say. So anyway, let's just jump into group one. Right off the bat, you got a major arcana card. You got the world. And I'll read the little description on the world. It says, a brilliant success, ! The freedom to go in any direction, a journey that is now complete. So the world is always a nice card to get upright. It just means, to me, when I think of the world, I think of abundance, having everything you need and nothing you don't, being fulfilled in your life and having that sort of fulfillment come from different things you do throughout your life. And so let's keep that on the back burner. Then you got the fourth spring. If you're used to the normal tarot decks, the fourth spring is the four of cups, which is cups energy, is water energy. So Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, if you are those signs, you have those signs anywhere in your chart, or you know somebody that is a water sign, this may apply to you. But it says, be grateful. You have much to celebrate, deep feelings of peace and happiness, and a contented person, and a contented personal life. So that totally connects to what I was saying about the world, having abundance, having everything you need, and being grateful for everything you have. So that's basically what it's saying. Express gratitude for what you do have. You may be lacking in some areas. We may get that as the cards progress, but don't worry. Like, you have everything you need. You have all the major things that you need, all your major necessities, all your some of your wants may be even fulfilled. And so that's okay to just be grateful for that and not necessarily yearn for more when you have everything you need. It's also always good to want more, but to a certain degree, it gets to be too much. So then you got the Ace of Autumn, Ace of Swords, air signs. So Aquarius, Libra, Gemini. I probably said that out of order, but never mind that. You got it in reverse. Okay, so the Ace of Swords, right side up, can mean two things. I always see it as like sometimes a mental block or like some sort of blockage or obstacle you've had to face. It can also be, in the description of the card states this very clearly, a windfall of money, advice, or assistance from others, a very successful project, a happy change in your career. So you got to reverse. So it can mean like some sort of, like I said, roadblock, something that's stopping you or holding in your way from all your successes that you could be achieving. Maybe you've already achieved much success, but there's just one more thing you're trying to get to, and there's something that's standing in your way. So I think as we continue the reading, we'll see what that thing is. But I'm getting the vibe that there's something that's prohibiting you from moving forward at the pace or in the way in which you'd like to. Then you got the Six of Winter. The Six of Winter is the Six of Wands. I always get passion, creativity. You know, those are fire signs. So that's why you get that passion there. Fire signs are Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. And it says positive changes are on their way, a welcome relief from troubled times. There we go. So that's totally, even though that's not the clarifying card for Ace of Autumn, it totally clarifies it for some odd reason. So it's a good thing we pulled it. I just let the cards fall out of the deck, and whatever we get, we get. There's you guys in group one had the most cards fall out, so I just picked them up and said sure. So that totally makes sense. I'm looking at the Ace of Autumn. So like, yeah, that obstacle that was in your way, this is welcoming relief into your life with the Six of Winter. It's saying, okay, yeah, this obstacle is in your way and it may be stopping you from going at a pace in which you'd like to go, but I don't know what I'm trying to say, feel troubled no more, I guess. Everything will work out the way it's supposed to. That obstacle will be removed and you will be able to proceed how you wish to proceed. Then you have unity. I love the unity card. I love to see it. That's why I always typically get love rings with unity, but we won't get into the love rings today because you really didn't really get a whole love reading. Like, you didn't really get lovey-dovey cards. So I'm assuming possibly that means you are already married or that's just not your prime focus right now. Maybe you're single and you're just not more focused on your career and your successes outside of love, that you're not really focus on like finding a mate or something like that. Or it could also mean that maybe that was a concern for you in the past, or maybe you're already in a relationship, like I said. It could just mean a bunch of totally different things. But it says unity, do the right thing for the right reason. Compare traditional versus new approaches to see which works for you. A spiritually minded community. So when I think of unity, that is true. I think of community and togetherness. And so when you see that card come out, when there's obstacles, I'm assuming that maybe your community, whether that's your family, your friends, your neighborhood community, whatever, has helped you along and truly been that support that you've needed to be able to cross the finish line and achieve everything that you've wanted to achieve. And that's the kind of vibe I'm getting for that card. Whenever I see unity, it's always a great card to get. And it also has a 5 on it. By the way, the world has a 21. And the next card we have has a 20 on it. So maybe something will happen on the 21st, or maybe it's totally unrelated and it just is what it is. And so maybe something might happen on the 5th. Obviously we've passed the 5th in August, but there is the 5th of September and the rest of the 4 months we have left in this year of 2020. So I don't know, check the numbers if you will. I don't really pull numbers. Some people pull charms and things like that. I just kind of read the cards and interpret them. But you're welcome to take these numbers and like put them in your calendar or just note them in the back of your brain just in case something happens to happen on those dates or times. Or maybe you've been seeing a lot of 21s or 2s or 1s, a lot of 20s or 2s or 0s, a lot of 5s. So that could mean a multitude of different things. And even though I love this deck, because even though they split it up instead of cups, pentacles, swords, wands, they do spring, summer, fall, / autumn, winter. It could mean that the season in which something is happening. So you got an autumn card and a spring card and a winter card. So winter is right around the corner. And so that totally makes sense. Then you got 3 major arcana cards. So a lot of strong energies coming through. You got renewal. Review the past and the present so you can plan a bright new future, understanding your life purpose, releasing judgments of yourself and others. So maybe you haven't been thinking too highly of yourself. Maybe you're like, oh, I can do better. There's always that voice in the back of our heads that's like, oh, you can do better. Just because you achieved one thing doesn't mean you can't achieve other things. Strive for greater. You may get an A on a project and then you could be like, well, it's a 99. I could have got 100. But that card, going back to, I believe it is the 6 of winter that told us, or for the 4 of spring? Yeah, the 4 of spring, sorry. It said, be grateful. Be grateful for all you have achieved. Be grateful for the goodness in your life. Yeah, you may have been able to get 100 and maybe it's not the perfect grade, but be grateful for that 99 because you still did very, very well. And so that's all that card is saying. Like, see things at face value and take them for what they are and appreciate them, because when you appreciate the blessings that come into your life, you're able to accept new, greater blessings. So then you got the next card that you got from the regular fairy tarot deck. Oh, I forgot to say what decks I'm using. So I use the fairy tarot deck, my new deck I got. Love it, love, love, love it. And I use only 2 decks and the romance angels. But I like the romance angels because they're not always love readings. They can sometimes be about career, finances, different things, conversation, stuff like that. So you got the Princess of Spring, or AKA the Princess, or I think this might be the Queen of, let me think, Spring. Oh yeah, the Queen of Cups. So Queen of Cups could mean some sort of addiction, but if that's not you, then ignore it. Some sort of addiction. It could be addiction to work, addiction to somebody, addiction to a drug or some sort of substance or alcohol, food. It could be addictions to all types of different things. But anyway, this has traits on this card. Some of them have traits. So it says optimistic, enthusiastic, creative, energetic. So it says it's time to go after your dreams. Do something that expands your horizon and let your creativity take flight. So it can mean taking those next steps in whatever it might be. It could be your career. It could be in a family situation. It could be in a relationship. But I'm not really getting the relationship vibe. That may apply to you, but I don't know. I'm not really getting that. But yeah, it could be. Some of you may be out there struggling with addiction. And to that, it's saying that you should just... Addictions are hard, okay? It's not an overnight process where you can just like break an addiction or like stop being addicted to whatever you're addicted to. It can sometimes mean working very hard and very diligently to like strive and for greater and go past that and like achieve the extra mile and like be able to heal yourself within and see what's drawing you to whatever substance or thing you're being drawn to. And then healing that within, you won't need such a vice that'll help you cope with the troubles of life, if that makes sense. And so then for your romance angels, I only pulled one. It is heart-to-heart conversation. So it says, honestly, discuss your feelings with each other. So it could be if you're married or in a relationship of some sort or a situationship of some sort, it could be just telling you to communicate with that person clearly and get your thoughts out on the table, because your thoughts are valid. You are valid. So you should be able to get your voice heard, especially if it's in a relationship. Or it could be to a boss or somebody who you work for or work with, or it could be to a family member of some sort. Just letting them hear you. Maybe you have, your voice has been stifled in the past, or you haven't been really speaking up for yourself or for others as much as you might have liked to, or as much as you probably should have. But that's okay. It's telling you now is the time to let your voice be heard and let those emotions that you have that, again, are very valid, be on the forefront and be expressed. And that's pretty much all I'm getting for group one. Just if you take nothing out of it today, take this. Be appreciative of the smaller things in life, or those things that may look small but actually are really big, or be appreciative of all the things in your life so you can be able to achieve greater and higher things and welcome new blessings in your life. Also, let your voice be heard. Let yourself be heard. Everything you have to say is valid. There's no such thing as a stupid question. There may be a repetitive question or a question that's already been answered, but it's not a stupid question because you never know. You may just not know, and that is okay. It's okay to not know something, and it's okay to ask for help when you need it. So just keep that all in mind, group one. And yeah, that's what I'm getting. If that didn't resonate with you and none of that resonated, stay tuned. We have two more groups. So let's just jump right into group two. We have the seven of spring. Automatically, spring, cups, emotion, water, energy. Yes. So it says, be assertive. Don't back down from what you believe. Courageously stand up for yourself. So maybe a lot of you are shy or kind of reserved, maybe that's a better word for it, in yourself and within like others. So this card is basically telling you that it's okay to stand up for yourself and be like, hey, I don't like that, or hey, I think we should do it this way instead of that way. That is 100% okay. So let's kind of decipher what that truly means with the rest of the cards, but that's what I'm getting in the card too. Clarify that was the Empress, which is a lot of female energy. So it can mean abundance, it can mean pregnancy, it could just be who you're involved with as a female. Maybe you're a female too, it depends. I saw like my audience the other day and like was reading like the stats and the analytics on like my audience, and 100% of you guys are female. So a lot of my female listeners, hopefully we'll get someone, because my readings are for everybody. It's not specifically guided towards males or females or, you know, non-binary folks. It can just be for anybody. And so that's definitely interesting that I read that. But anyway, getting back to the cards. Yeah, so it says on the card, time to take action. The power of creativity, success that allows for a life of luxury. And the picture on it is this, like, woman. She looks like a fairy, because this is all fairies. Who's just very happy. She has like this big smile on her face. She's in this like lovely regal dress, and she just looks very happy and very content with life. And so it says time to take action. And so I'm assuming when it's take action towards the things that you want to achieve or towards the things that you want in life, don't be afraid to go after what you want. Be assertive. Again, that seven of spring. be assertive. Go after what you want. I'll say it again because it's super important. Be assertive and go after what you want, okay? Don't quit. Don't stop until you get it. I feel like you guys need to hear that. Then you got the three of spring. So a lot of spring energy comes through. A lot of cups, emotions. Interesting. So you got three of spring. Plan your next steps with an eye to the long term. Have patience. There are more good things to come. Satisfaction from a job well done. So a lot of you may be getting impatient with like how things are transpiring, or maybe they're not happening soon enough for your timeline. I hate to break it to you, group two, but I feel like you need to hear this as well. Things don't happen according to your timeline. You don't always have control in every situation. It's funny because you did not get the let go of control issues, but I'm sensing some of you are a little bit not controlling, but you just like to have your say and your hand in the mix when it's not necessarily needed, and you just need to let things transpire as they transpire. But yeah, it's okay to like let things just go how they go, okay? You don't always need to like stir the pot or keep things moving by your own accord. So it says plan the next steps with the eye to the long term. So focus on the long term, the next steps versus more of the short term. Maybe a lot of you are dwelling on the past, and it's time to start focusing on the future and how you want to go about your future and how you want to proceed with your life, instead of dwelling on how the past events maybe went, or like how you could have done them differently, because that's not healthy and that's no good to you or to anybody. And it says have patience. So again, trust in the process. That's the theme of my channel, to trust in the process. You need to be patient with the process and trust in it. And it says there are more good things to come. So there's abundance. And like I said in the Empress, there is abundance and there is joy to come. And that is achievable to you if you kind of just let things happen and don't have to like stir the pot. My group twos, it's time to like let go of the restraints. Just let things happen. Okay, and then satisfaction from a job. Well, then you will receive ultimate satisfaction from doing that and in doing that. So you just really have to trust yourself and trust in the process again. Then to clarify that, you got the Nine of Winter. So this is like the Wands, Nine of Wands, which is a fire energy in terms of zodiacs. And it's an interesting card. This is one of my favorite cards just for the like illustration on it. It says, unfounded fear, focusing on the worst case scenarios, allowing worry to grow out of proportion to the problem. You are a worry wart, okay? You worry a little too much about how things will transpire instead of just letting them go, letting them happen. That's what's causing you harm in this situation and in this scenario, is worrying too much about how the past will affect or the present, or how it will affect the future. And you just need to let go of the restraints and let things happen, because you're worrying yourself. And you ever heard this phrase, worrying yourself to death? It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to die, but it means that you're worrying yourself to a point of no return, or worrying yourself into this hole. And so it's important to climb out of that hole and get back on your feet and just trust fall into life, okay? So it's got a little girl, a little fairy on it, and she's looking to the moon because it's nighttime, and she has a concerned look on her face, and it's just showing like that pure worry there about how things will go. It's okay. Let go of the restraints. And I need to hear that too, because sometimes I do the same. Look, I'm a Capricorn. I happen to worry all the time too, and it's important for me to know that I need to also let go of the restraints and just let things happen the way they happen. You got the Dreamer in reverse. The Dreamer had, didn't read the number. So the Empress has a three on it. So maybe the third month, maybe third day of the year, maybe the third of a specific month. We already passed the third of August, but there is the third of September, October, November, and December for the rest of the year. You got a zero on the Dreamer. It says, embrace your true purpose, begin a new adventure, and trust yourself. Again, trust. That is the theme of group two's message. Trust yourself, trust others if warranted, and trust in life. That's so interesting, but you got it in reverse, so I have to kind of reverse that message a little bit. So basically, maybe you're not starting a new adventure per se. Maybe this is something you're continuing on the path with, or you're already in something, or maybe it's close to being finished with something, but it's just saying, just let it pan out. Maybe it's not how you have wanted it to pan out. It's been hell, possibly, but just let it finish out, let it happen, and then there will be a new adventure to come that will be bigger and better. You just have to let this old adventure, this old, I don't know, line of something happen and let it finish out and fizzle out until you reach a new adventure. So you got to clarify that you got the Eight of Summer and the Three of Summer. Okay, so we have all kinds of energies coming through. We have cups, emotional energy coming through. We have summer. We have finances, career, money coming through. We also have winter, passion and creativity coming through. So maybe we have a bunch of signs here. So I'm sure most of you will relate with a book. Either the water signs, the fire signs, or the earth signs. Earth, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. I said that out of order again, but that's okay. But yeah, the Eight of Summer says on it, the desire for a more meaningful life, realizing that it's time to move on, choosing to make major life changes. So major life changes are coming and you're going to need to make a decision very, very soon. Know that you are prepared to make this decision. You are ready to make this decision, no problem. And there is nothing that you can't do within this specific scenario. And so it's up to you. It's not up to anybody else. It's your life and you must make the decision that does best for you. It's okay to be a little bit selfish. Sometimes it's not necessarily even selfish, it's looking out for yourself, which is important because you want your life to be, you want to get as much out of life as possible. So it's important to keep that in mind. So yeah, maybe you've been desiring something more. Maybe this road or journey that you've been on is just not it for you and you're just looking for something else. And so that is coming. You just have to make the decisions to lead up to it, but don't stress over it. That's with the back to the Nine of Winter. Don't stress, don't worry yourself. It'll be okay. We got Three of Summer. Says news worth celebrating. So this totally makes sense with the message I'm getting. So you have to finish out this path. Once that path is finished, you will be going on to another path from your decision that will be greater and better. It's inevitable and it will happen. And so just trust in the process, let this road fizzle out and then go on to a new road that is much better. It says announcements such as weddings, graduations, or births, friends you cherish. So maybe you'll be spending time with friends. I don't know how because of the current climate, but maybe you might see them over Zoom or over like video call, or maybe talk to them on the phone or text or something like that. Or maybe your friends will really be supporting you with this journey and providing you with wisdom and things like that. Or maybe like you'll be spending a lot of time with family and your family will be helping you. Or maybe you will be getting some important news worth celebrating, maybe a pregnancy announcement because you did get the Empress, which can mean pregnancy. So maybe, hi, group two, one of you or a few of you may be pregnant. So take a pregnancy test because I'm getting the vibe that there's a little bit of pregnancy within here. Maybe some of you won't be too happy about that or too overjoyed as society makes us feel like we should be. Maybe this is going to be an obstacle for you, but you will overcome it. So yeah, some of you are pregnant and don't even know it. Some of you do know it and are pregnant and know that you're pregnant. So yeah. And so yeah, like it says, births, graduations, things like that. We already graduated, so I'm not exactly sure if it's graduation, but yeah. So then you got the very soon card. Makes total sense with everything I have been saying. This new journey and this journey that will do you justice in your life will be coming very soon. Clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now is what the card says. And so yeah, that is all I get for group two. So some of you need to take your pregnancy test. And I hope you guys enjoyed. If that didn't resonate, group one didn't resonate, we have one more group. If none of these resonate, come back again. We'll have three more groups. So let's go on to group three. Let's jump right in. So this group got the least amount of cards. You guys only got 8. All the other groups got 9. And some groups, yeah, 9. This was like the most that I think we got. Yeah. And so some groups got 8 too. So the first card right off the bat is the 6 of Spring, the 6 of Cups in reverse. And so it says wonderful news is on the way, smart choices that bring rewards such as success and public recognition, but you got it in reverse, which can mean slight depression. So maybe you guys have been feeling depressed lately, or maybe you have been feeling down or not necessarily like yourself a lot lately. And that's okay. This current climate is bringing a lot of us into this funk that we just can't really escape so easy. And I'm going to keep that on the back burner, but keep that in mind. Then you got the 7 of Autumn, aka the Seven of Swords. It says, have patience and don't worry. Take time to rest and plan your next steps. A prudent investment of time and money. So yeah, that's basically confirming that card, the Six of Spring in reverse, and saying, don't worry. It's going to be okay. Take time to rest yourself and pamper yourself. If you can, maybe take a day to yourself where it's a all about me day. Do your nails, watch something you like on TV or a movie that you like, eat your favorite food or order in, cook for yourself, clean your home or your space. Something that will do justice to you and that makes you feel good, because you are in this funk, possibly. And it's important to get out of that funk eventually, but you have to kind of treat yourself and do good by yourself, is what I'm trying to say, in order for you to be able to step out of this sort of funk that you're in. And then we got the Ten of Spring. So the Ten of Spring says, ask for help from others. Boom. So you are in a funk. A lot of you are in this funk. Maybe this isn't for you, but stay tuned for the other cards, because I'm sure the message is in here for you. You are in this depressive state, this funk that you can't really escape, and you don't know how to get out of it. You feel bad. You may be feeling down, or like I said, not like yourself. Ask for help. Ask for help. A lot of humans have trouble asking for help. Like, I remember this one exercise I did at this camp that was all about asking for help. And it was amazing to me how many people didn't ask for help until the last minute when they realized it just couldn't happen without help. So ask for help. All work and no play, being weighted down by too many responsibilities. So maybe you've been having a little too much on your plate. Your plate is very, very full right now, and you're not really sure how to like lift stuff off of it, which is fine. But just keep in mind that it will be okay. You just have to ask for help and let others help you. Not only ask for help, but let those other people who care about you and who care for you help you with your life and with different circumstances that are going on throughout your life, and talk to them and have those conversations. Maybe you've been stressed with work lately, or like a lot of us. I know I'm a senior, so I will be soon applying to colleges, and that is a very stressful time. So just kind of trust in the process and kind of be diligent in yourself. That is not the word, but we're going to go with it, diligence. And just everything will be okay. Ask for help and let others pick you up out of that hole you're in. I'm sorry that you're going through that, and I really am from the center of my heart, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Then you got the Emperor. So when I see the Emperor, I think of a lot of male energy. So maybe you are male. Again, a lot of my audience, all of my audience, in fact, is female. So maybe this is a male in your life. Maybe it's somebody you work with, a family member, a husband, somebody you're with romantically. And so when it's getting in reverse, it's maybe like some sort of strife or friction between you and this person. And it says on the card, use logic and structure to increase your success. Get organized, a firm, compassionate leader. So a firm, compassionate leader, that firmness can come from male energy. It can also be female energy. But I'm getting the fact that maybe that person is the one you need to ask for help because you're not in such a good place. And sometimes things like that, and like strife and friction, when there's strife and friction, I mean that exists, asking for that help and confiding in them brings the relationship back together. In some cases, sometimes it can just be a lost cause, or that can make it worse. But I'm having a feeling that you need to talk to them and whoever this like male energy person is. Then you got the Magician, which is a positive card. You can do anything. Take charge of your life, and you can manifest what you need to be a success. So take what you want out of life. Yes, you are feeling depressed, but I'm here to tell you to get back up, get up, do the damn thing, okay? Do what you can and like rise up and just be you and be true to yourself. And last but not least, I need to hurry up. You got finances and career and the High Priestess. So it's trusting your intuition, careful reflection. So yeah, trusting yourself and what you think about the situation with this male in your life, whether or not you should talk to him and seek him for guidance if that's possible. You got finances and career. Financial issues are a factor in your love life right now. So it doesn't necessarily need to be your love life, but it can just be your life in general. So don't be stressed. It'll be okay. And that's what I'm getting for you, Group 3. I hope you guys enjoyed. If none of these resonated, stay tuned for another one, and I will see you all next time. Bye, guys.